AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Fuck boy. Johnny G, John Gabrus. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. Nada from Arthur. Jesus Christ, bud, throw me a bone, not your Nyla bone. Continue chewing on that. Also joining me in the High and Mighty studio for the first time, a former sort of co-star, right? Because we were on a show, we were sort of on brother and sister shows. Oh man, my hair, I need a hat. Guys, it's Jade Catapretta.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew. We were so chill a second before he started that intro. I don't know where the energy comes from.
This kind of is... It's something I started doing just as like a bit, but now I kind of like it because it lets my guest know, oh, he's willing to make himself look like an asshole. Yeah. I'll come out a little bit on this. I'll be weird.
Hey, remember when he was like, fake energy creates real energy? That stayed with me. I've like That's repeated true. It every day.
That's true. Yeah. Jade and I recently shot something together where one of the producers shouted, fake energy creates real energy. Yeah. And like,
and then we made him made us do it three times.
He made us chant it three times. And I was like, this is absolute bullshit. And then right after it was done, I was like, he's 100% right.
We're like, he's a wise wizard.
And that's pretty much like some of the best stand-up comics and some who are terrible who succeed are just good at like getting the crowd riled up and then just keeping them riled up. And it's like, I don't know if that dude did any jokes. He's just been sort of screaming and like raising his fists and
but
shit.
But there's something to that. Like, I think that's ultimately enough. We're people hurt. That's what we do. Right. Like, we're entertainers, but that's what it is. It's like, we don't want you to remember your day. Just forget about your day for one more minute. Stay with me.
If you show up to a show and the person doesn't do any jokes, but they keep your attention and make you laugh and make you excited,
then like, I guess that's a success too.
Yeah, but then we just live in LA where people are like, what else you got?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you don't do magic.
Funny? Yeah. You singing, dancing, acting?
I want to see it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were on Girl Code whilst I was on Guy Code.
Yeah, yeah, it was so exciting.
I begged to do Girl Code. I was like, dude, my point of view is I've been living with a woman for like over a decade.
Yeah.
That's interesting. None of the other dudes.
I think it's really funny.
And
that's
they were
a great
like,
idea.
Girl Code's more
Guys,
about-
Guys, woman code.
I wanted so badly to branch out, but no, I was more of a disgusting monster over with-
Over time, they brought Mateo on, so they yes. were like, a gay man knows everything.
We still need white men.
It was such a bummer because right when I was on that show, I don't even know I'm telling you this, but right when I was on another show and I couldn't like advertise that I was on it. And I was so bummed because like I'd wanted to be on it for so long.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't really like talk about it.
So you just kind of had to be on it and not
say. Yeah. And then I also felt like I would always say the funniest shit and then they would never use it.
I always felt like I would say the funniest shit and then go on for like another minute ruining it. Mm-hmm. And they would use all of that. And I'd be very happy with the way I'm like, nice. And I'm like, oh God, this is like, I'm digging in. This is too, this yeah. is a stupid bit. This is a hill, not a hill to die on.
I'm digging.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm just digging my, I'm just watching myself digging deeper and deeper. I'm like, oh, they're just trying to get to some animated portion.
But oh,
what a wonderful show. And
oh, what a great opportunity we had. We all yeah. had.
Like, and now
we all started on it. I mean, look at Awkwafina.
Holy
killing
shit.
It.
Yeah, look at Awkwafina. You know who else was on? You know who was on Guy Code yeah. with me back in the day? Pete Davidson.
Oh.
He's fucking engaged to Ariana Grande.
Why
him and I sort of
thing?
Went different paths.
That's such a funny, weird thing. Like, I don't like it. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Unless I start hooking up with like a famous musician, then I like that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
It's like, did you know Jade and Sturgill Simpson? I don't know why I picked
what
that.
What is that?
He's like a 50-year-old like country
recording
artist.
I like that
artist.
Already. Yeah.
He's handsome. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure he's married, but he's one of those dudes. I was at a music festival and other people were fans of his. Like, oh, dude, we got to go to Sturgill. It was like all the comics and yeah. like Shane Torres was like. And
I love Shane.
Me too. Ugh, big fan of Shane. Just met him in
Monterey.
What
Monterey. An angel. Oh my God, I adore that guy.
He did my podcast having never met me when we did a live power hour at Bonnaroo. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And the second I met him, I walked up to him like, you must be Shane. He's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, I watched some of your stand-up. You're very funny. But more importantly, anybody who's blindly agrees to do a power hour with a stranger on stage is good in my book. And let me know if you ever need someone to do
where
some
was
shit.
That here in
that
LA?
Was at Bonnaroo.
Oh, at Bonnaroo.
Yeah. And so he was like, oh, you gotta watch Sturgill Simpson. I was like, okay, I'm not into that kind of music. I'm more of like a hip-hop. And then we could show there and I was like, wow, this guy's fantastic. And you
you're
know it's
crying.
Like live music, yeah. drugs, you know, standing around people, but at the same time I was like, this guy fucking rocks. And
isn't
I come on
funny, it changes everything. Energy. It's like when people go like, tell me a joke, and
yeah.
you're like, I can't recreate the magic.
You have no idea what yeah. it was like. Oh, and then I came home and I'm like bragging to my wife and trying to sound hip. I'm like, yeah. and I learned about this musician, Sturgill Simpson. And she's like, yeah, I know Sturgill Simpson. She like pulls him up on Spotify. He has like 70 million down. Like everybody knows about yeah. him. I'm just like the 36-year-old guy. Yeah. Is like, who's this?
Who's this guy? wait, Rihanna?
I'm cutting edge. I know this new band. Wait, why did I start that entire rant? Oh, saying Shane. You would date Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah. Right,
that's where we're. Okay, so we were saying we know each other from the Code shows.
Code
but
history,
now,
baby.
But now we've grown. We've gone our separate ways, and here
oh my
we
God,
are.
I shop at Air One. I mean, yeah, we're doing good.
You shop at Air One. I smoke joints that are exclusively in beakers inside of a display
this
case.
Table is just such a frou-frou.
Yeah, we have. Also, to knock it down a few pegs, I have right on the desk for some reason. I have Rocky III, The Way of the Shadow Wolves, a book by Steven Seagal, and a fantasy novel called The Fifth Season that I'm 7 pages into for about
novels.
6 months.
Yeah.
How wet are you now?
Yeah.
Fantasy novels.
Oh no, yeah. Rocky really put me. Over the edge, and then
that shows you right there though that I'm a complex man. There's
hey, this
a fantasy
room is dorky, but it's also cool. You know, it's like a mixture of like, oh, I didn't know all the dye. All the, I mean, but they're colorful.
Yeah, we got some D&D dice. We got yeah, it's pretty dorky, but also I'm 36, so there's some adult stuff like books and gold bond.
Gold bond.
You know, I thought like
that is so funny. Books and gold bond.
The more as I do this podcast longer and longer, I keep having on more and more people that don't know. Like at the beginning, it was like literally favors. So it was like all yeah. people who knew me personally. The more people I have over, like we know each other a little bit, yeah. but strangers will come over and I'll be like, do I need to like move my gold bond? It's like, is my underwear drawer open? Like,
close that drawer. Yeah. You know?
I forget. Like, I literally forget. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, I got this audition. Then Jade comes over at one, and I'm like, but you should clean your room. So, and I have literally a fucking pile.
There's a pile of clothing. If you guys, can't see,
it's clean.
But it's clean. Yeah, it doesn't feel dirty in here at all. No. But I'm very OCD. Like, I've come to terms with it finally. Like,
OCD is a great segue to our topic.
It is. It's perfect. Like,
tell me a little bit about your OCD.
Things have to have a little home. Like, things have to be together with the rest of them. Like, that bowl of dice together, like, I like that. That feels right to me. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it would be a nightmare if they were just spilled out all over.
But that's how I feel when things are, like, not together.
Right,
literally,
right.
That's a perfect example of what OCD feels like to me. Like, it feels like a spilled thing. Like, I spilled something and I have to pick it up.
What about something that's cluttered but in a design way? It's like, oh, this stack of books is obviously on
the
table.
That.
That's that, you can handle that. Because some people can't even do that.
Like, and it's when things are loose and out of like little, I call them little poops.
Little poops.
Like, my friend Benji just has little poops all over the house. Like, the house is clean, but there's just like paper here, a receipt here. Like,
yeah, and that's that,
like,
you don't,
a Neosporin, like, put it in the bathroom, you know?
Are you one of those people that is like, that's more important than if you see dust? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's because there's like messy versus dirty. No, people are tolerable.
It needs to be both.
It needs to be both. Okay. Yeah. Some people can tolerate one and not the other.
I wish I didn't have it. I'm kind of in a moment where I want to shed it because, like, if I'm late for something, I'll be cleaning the fucking house before I go out.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? Like, I got to fucking go.
So you are late to stuff because you have little poops. I'm late to stuff because I have big poops. Yeah, I'm stuck on the fucking can. All right. Relax.
Does that happen where you're like, I got to go? And you're looking down at your watch.
Anytime, because it's if I'm late to somewhere that's in the morning, it's because I'm shitting when I I should be already leaving. And I'm like, maybe just one more. I don't want to have to go at the audition or in the car or whatever. And then
wait, I'm sorry.
In the car.
Stop it there real quick. Are you actually taking shits in the car?
Okay, to be fair, that is what that sounded like. And I meant more like, I don't want to have to shit while I'm in the car.
Right.
I don't want to have to like pull over somewhere, which I've yet to have to do here in LA.
I've had to do that.
Oh,
yeah.
I have so much anxiety about pooping that I will if I'm at somewhere, if I'm somewhere and I have a long drive home and I feel like I might have a poop, I'll make an excuse to be there for like another half hour. You know what I mean? Just be like, let me confirm before I get. That's my biggest fear, is being stuck like on the 10 and just being like, I have to shit. Like,
fuck! What are you What are you gonna do? You turtle till you die.
You turtle till you die.
You just sit and squash the poop down. It'll never come out.
Yeah, you just fuck. It's just all, it's butt Kegels. You just fucking go full hand.
Which I do. And I don't want to brag, but my ass is pretty strong. Like,
a lot of people say this about you. One of the tightest buttholes.
People say that about me. Wait, great transition into, wait, what did we smoke? Can you tell me?
Yes. Oh, wow. You're good at this game. She just winked at me. I love this business. We're smoking the Lowell Smokes Grapefruit Haze Sativa.
I am loving, like, it's a little high, it's uppy, it's very energetic.
I'm enjoying it. It tasted flavorful. I got these free Graham joints that they sent me, and I'm ready to fucking get a tattoo of their company logo if they offer to keep me in.
He's ready to put a ring on it.
I'm ready.
He wants to cuddle and watch TV.
I want the kind of setup where I'll get a tattoo of this little bull farmer, dude.
Send that boy some joints.
Yeah, send me some free joints, baby. But your OCD, we were talking about to-do lists is what was the topic we decided. And you were talking about it in a macro way because you were explaining that you made, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But I'm also a nutso list guy.
Yeah. And it's so much.
I'm so sloppy. I'm in disarray. I don't have OCD. I'm not organized. But my saving grace is lists. Like, it's handwritten, of course.
Me
with
too,
boxes to check, nothing to cross out.
Oh, I'm a crosser.
See, to me, that starts to look a little like sloppy.
You know, and another crazy thing, my list used to be very beautiful like that. Like, I used to write them in a row, and now it's a piece of paper with shit written all over it, and I literally circle things and cross
you
them.
You look like
as
a fucking serial. It's like all letters I cut out from magazines that I glued to a page.
Yeah. Like, when I have guys come over, I'm like, I have a to-do list with the kill plans on it.
Buy tarp, buy duct tape. You're like, never mind.
Wait, where's the blood from. You haven't even made the murder.
Not yet. So you were talking. Let's talk to-do lists.
Yeah, let's.
To-do lists, huge part of my life. People on the podcast have heard me talk about this before, and I do classically like very low-level, low-hanging fruit stuff on my to-do list too to start gaining momentum. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'll be like, email Jade about podcasts, and I'll be like, that counts, you know, and I'll be like, yeah, and it does. But that's something you get email three different people that you have to email, and then you sit down and do that, and you're like, ooh,
emails take a fucking long. Imagine, like, if I didn't have my phone and I couldn't constantly just be like on my phone emailing people, I would have to sit at my desk for like 4 hours every day.
Yeah,
like
I try to do like two bursts at my desk a day of emailing. Like in the morning, I respond or send out a bunch of stuff I have to, and then later on, that way I'm not constantly like. As emails come in, I hit reply, write the first word that I'm going to say, like, thanks, and then save it as a draft. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I just go through all the drafts and be like, okay, so I want to write back to Jade.
I just start it.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah,
too.
I just start it. And then I go through all the stars at night. I'm like, did I miss any
the stars?
The stars
at night.
But it's more like I'm writing emails in bed by myself. I don't want to be with my thoughts and dreams.
Well, it's time to go to sleep. Or first, let me
look at Instagram. Oh, everybody has cancer.
Yeah. You're like emailing your agents at like 4 a.m. Hey, I just had this idea that maybe I should.
By the way, I am like that. But thank God Mark Maron is their other client. Okay.
So you, you're always going to be relevant. That's like my lifelong theory is always be the second drunkest person at a party and everyone will love you and no one will hate you.
Get that tattooed on your back.
I would have to cross off. Currently, I have "May your drinks be as strong as the tables you dance on."
Oh my god! No, you don't. Show it to me.
I speak in away messages now.
My friend has a to-do list tattoo. Actually, Abdullah, the old host of Bon Appetit. Himself.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and he's. Oh,
I'm a big fan of his. Yeah. I'm friends with Rye, one of the other co-hosts.
I love Rye.
Yes, Rye and I are buds. Rye, former guest in the podcast,
they
and
know
future.
So much about weed.
Yes, it's awesome.
Dabs are like, I'm like, okay, just light it and make sure I'm not like tripping too hard. Yeah,
dabs are like, do it all for me. And then also don't talk to me for like 8 minutes. Like,
also
let me
drive me home.
Yeah, I can't. Dab like, knocks me the fuck out, but it's so exciting to do it for that reason. It makes you feel like you're eighth grade stoned again.
You're like, I can't get this high.
Yeah, you're like, holy shit, it's possible. And then I'm like, I can't have that shit in the house because if my wife sees me like smoking that requiring a blowtorch, she's
it's
like,
blowtorch
quit
that
this.
Makes it feel too meth heady. Like, yeah. For me.
All of a sudden, it's like it used to be like, Artie, stop. You have Artie, get out of here. No feet licking, dude. You creep. Sorry, guys. Arthur's
I was
all
like,
wandering.
Kind of like, ooh, that feels good. And then I was like, okay, dog.
okay, he's not stopping. Hey, Cheech, get over here. Wait, so a to-do list tattoo you were saying?
He has like a little to-do list tattoo, like with one checked off.
Oh, that's awesome.
So stupid.
Oh, I like that. No. Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have this little rose and then a couple on my feet that are like death tattoos. If you Google
what
me,
mean,
actually, I'm
tattoos.
On WikiFeet. I have a 5 rating.
Just
saying. Very beautiful feet.
I mean, Arthur is reporting back that they are also delicious.
Yes, it did creep me out for a while, but now that I have the 5 rating, like, good feet. I'm like,
if I'm
going
to be perved on, at least let it be complimentary. Yeah, that's a very weird website. I feel bad because a lot of my female friends.
It's not weird, man. People are into different things.
Right,
like, let them do it.
Right, yeah, I guess. If you're gonna wear open toe shoes on the red carpet, someone can zoom in on them. If
feet
not.
Or just like your hands, just like your face. Like
right, exactly.
Things that to be ashamed about.
I feel like though, if you were a photographer who always published like super zoomed in shots of cleavage, like a website, I'm sure. Actually, if there's wiki feet, I'm sure there's wiki cleavage.
By the way, wait, can I do a quick thing that you have to look for that everybody should look for and have a little laugh? We were watching the roast battle last night, which amazing. Love all those dudes. So funny. Behind all the judges, there's just all these extras with huge tits. And you, like, can't really see them, but their tits are really lit. It is so funny. I mean, obviously, they wanted just, like, hot girls behind them. But, right. Like, it's just worked out so perfectly on their tits that it's just worth watching just to see it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Wait, how do we... Oh, the OCD thing got me to the list.
Right, yeah. So then we started talking about stupid tattoos. Yeah.
Stupid tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, I have Long Island on the inside of my bicep, so yeah, I know I know stupid tattoos.
No, but you know what? I like getting tattoos. First of all, I like the whole, like, act of it.
Yeah.
I like how it hurts. I like how it hurts for a while. Like you can feel it. You're like, oh shit. I'm reckless.
I really did something to myself.
This is actually bad.
Yeah. My mom was right. Mom was right.
But like, I also like, I'm so OCD that it's nice when a tattoo isn't perfect because it's a little bit of like, it's fine.
Oh,
you're alive.
And it also helps you.
It does help.
Yeah, because you're like, well, if I'm willing to do, like, everything doesn't have to be in absolute
because
order.
I have this tiny rose tattoo and I wanted to get it done by like a really excellent tattoo artist. Nobody's getting back to me. I want to shoot it for my documentary because it's like a whole ending thing. And then finally, I just go to an art gallery and they're giving out these tattoos. But it has to be one of the drawings that they had. And one of them was a rose, which is what I wanted to get for this like whole thing. And I was like,
cool.
This is a message.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it helps me with my control issues.
And so does your to-do list. And you now have made a life to-do list.
Yeah.
Which is something I literally just started. I have like 8 things that are embarrassing if I told you what they were.
No, but you need to tell. I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay. Well, the ones I have on the list first are literally like get scuba certified.
That was one of mine.
Jump out of a helicopter into an ocean.
That was one of mine. Helicopter is one of mine.
Oh, that's sauce. Yeah, something I've never been. And then do a triathlon is the other one right now.
And you're about to do the fucking hardest one.
I'm doing a half marathon coming up. And then I'm going to also do, I think, like a swim bike run type situation.
Can I tell you, scuba diving was the most frightening, most difficult thing I've ever physically done, but the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
How was your certification process?
It was funny and difficult all at the same time. First of all,
Scuba was
my number one. Yeah, I did it in, oh my God, Catalina Island.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the first day I was just straight drowning, like tapping the instructor, and then we'd come up and he'd be like, were you out of air? And I was like, yes. And he's like, were you out of air? And then he'd be like, you weren't out of air. Like, you're just freaking out.
Oh, shit.
Chill.
I'm so excited. I'm taking a class here in LA on Saturday.
You have to be so slow.
I'm getting my certification on this Saturday.
Wait, but like the pool day?
Yeah.
Have you done all the schooling?
No, I have it all. I gotta do
it. It's like 10 hours worth. You gotta start.
Oh, shit.
I'm not kidding. The course is supposed to be like 3 weeks long. I did it in 2 days.
Oh, God.
And then the last day, they were like helping me cheat on the quiz and shit, like the other students, because like I had to catch up to do the second day.
My friend booked it for us, and now I really think I need to follow up with him just to confirm exactly.
Yeah, because you need to do a ton of school stuff before you do the pool.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I gotta do all that.
Some of this stuff is like helpful, and you obviously fucking need it for your life, but other stuff is like, take this course. Like, it's a lot of advertisement that you have to kind of get through. Like, we get it. The second day when I found it, I was just like, it's like, it feels like you're tripping.
It feels like outer space.
Because you're breathing so slow. You're like in the most intense meditative state. And like, if something hits you in the face, you can't just go like, because you snort in water and you start to like choke. So you have to like slowly grab shit out of your face and stuff.
So
and you have
awesome.
To move like literally like, it's so crazy.
For the listeners, she's demonstrating a slight
like a very
body undulation.
I'm an act out person. Where's the video? I did my hair.
Jade set up 3 GoPros when she came in.
Hi. One second.
So will I be sitting here? Can I sit over here where the light's better?
I actually like it, yeah. I'm going to start doing that when I have money one day, I promise.
That'd be so awesome. Bring a 3 little cameras, 3 little tripods, set them up and be like,
that's a really good idea.
In case I want to use this footage.
But I do want to take myself all the time. I've been shopping this documentary. I went to Brazil, shot a documentary.
What's the doc about?
So I hadn't been back. I'm from Brazil, born and raised. And I hadn't been back
in
20 years.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, it's how you said it in Portuguese. I hadn't been back in 20 years. Hadn't seen my family. I just was like so disconnected and feeling really lost, frankly. And, kind of uninspired with stand-up specifically. And then I was just like, fuck it, let's go. I tried to sell it for a while. Like, fuck it, let's go. I took a camera guy and then just saw my family for the first time and then did stand-up in Portuguese
for
the first time and did 9 shows. I did a show like the day I got there that night. We were just like eating shit. Like, it was just such an
How
ego.
Much Portuguese did you speak here?
I'm fluent, but right. I'm not I'm not relevant or topical or like up to date with the slang.
You
know, and I don't speak as fast because it's like, it's really fast.
And
the guy before me was like, gotta. I couldn't even understand what he was saying. That's how disconnected I was the first day. I was like, what the fuck? And then I go out there and you can see it on the footage. Like, there's a guy just like, what the fuck is this? And the audience is just like, what? And I'm just like, fuck. I say fuck a couple times.
That translates. That goes across all languages.
But yeah, we're so so stoned. I keep forgetting why I'm like going back. The documentary. And then I went back to Brazil and now I've been like doing all this shit there. And I always wish there was just a camera dude with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just once you film a doc and you've opened up that wall, you're like, right. Fuck it, just come along.
Yeah, like who knows? Maybe I want to put a whole new third act on, so I might as well get this fucking foot.
You're never
done
shooting. It's so annoying.
You're never done
shooting. You're never
done. I'm literally never done shooting. Yeah. So what you wrote this to-do list.
Yeah. Oh, so I didn't even say what I wrote.
Right. You said scuba.
So I was very lost after Brazil. And right before Brazil, I was feeling very lost. And I wrote this list of 100 things that like I have to do within the year I tried. But I didn't finish the list.
Right. Well, 100 things, even if they're minor, is hard to do.
There's two things, and I'm not joking. One of them is helicopter, and the other one is pegging a dude, which I almost did this weekend.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Well, I don't have a helicopter, but let's knock another one of those things off the list.
Let's do it. Open up.
I don't have a helicopter.
Mind if it's in your ass, right?
I can almost guarantee I can sell this as not cheating.
Once again, this podcast is perfect for someone branding it. So yeah. If you guys want to send us some joints, we will continue to talk about bagging.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you want, I recommend a sort of indica dominant hybrid to kind of loosen everything
up. It's on your head.
Stop being so OCD.
But the list was just like wild things. One of them was like, go to Brazil, film this doc. Like these huge things. And then I started
Were they a mix of like career and life stuff, or they were all life stuff, or was it like
it was a mixture? A lot of the stuff was like physical activity stuff, like airplane, like skydiving, which right. I did, you know, like get rollerblades, get good at rollerblading, acro yoga,
yeah, like just all like kind of weird physical things. You're like, I've always said I wanted to try it, now let me
actually do it.
That's sort of like what I'm doing, is like I've always wanted to get back into. I used to take Spanish classes when I was in Brooklyn, and like got
prove it.
No, no te quiero. Lo siento, amigo, pero no.
Pero but no, amigo.
Sorry, amigo. I always wanted to take Spanish classes. I always wanted to get back into surfing, and I'm like, this is the year I do it. So far I've done. Signed up for scuba. I'm playing in a rugby match. I signed up for a half marathon. But yeah, it's all about the because I'm realizing career goals is a way to really let yourself down. Like,
it
especially
hurts your worth.
Unless live your career life. Goals are something that you can fit, like complete a screenplay. When your career goal is sell a screenplay, is when
it's out of your control.
Yeah. Because I'll have stuff like. Dream. I would love to guest star on a network sitcom. I'd like to do a voice on a cartoon. I'm like, these are not up to me. So I think I need to do. So then I was like, no, fuck career stuff. Just focus on things you want to check off in life, like a bucket list, you know. But
it
for
is
a 36
like a
year,
list.
It's like an early midlife crisis.
Another one was have sex with a black dude. I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, listeners, you
heard it. Guys, you heard it here first.
Yeah, I mean, neither have I, so I shouldn't mock you.
Once again, put it on the list. But a lot of the stuff I was like kind of just getting done, and I felt like it made my life this really full, exciting life where I was like, you know, putting all this
if you,
time oh,
wait,
into
real
living
quick,
my life.
Sorry to bog down in this, but if you peg a black dude, is that two for one?
It could be two for one. Right. I prefer them separate just because I don't feel like, I feel like if it's a black dude, like he'll have other benefits that I want.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But if we're dipping two in one, yeah.
If you're in a bind, I need to get the list.
If I gotta
done.
Finish it up, it is almost December.
But folks, New Year's is coming around the corner. I need to find a black dude to pick.
But I found that it's totally serious. This is cheesy, but I found that it's become this sort of way of like manifesting things that I really want for myself. Like I really, really wanted to go to Australia. That was on my list, and now I'm going on this fucking tour. And
that's
you know,
awesome.
And I just focus on it. I would look at it on the list every day, like how do I get to Australia? And then I remembered, like, I would just look at it every day. And then I was like, oh, my God, I met this guy in Lebanon who had this, like, connection. And then it kind of helps you, like, sort of shape these. It really, the universe gives it to you if you're listening.
It's weird, too, because, like, one of the things I chose was a half marathon. And as part of wanting to do that, you kind of.
Which to me is nightmare.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
Nightmare. Yeah.
I'm not a runner. I had not.
Oh, you're not?
No, I don't know. I know. Everyone says I have the legs for it.
You actually do have very strong legs. I believe that.
They have to. Yeah. They have to squat 300 pounds five times a day when I shit.
Oh, my God. That's
well,
so 300, sexy.
300 down, 295 back up.
That's kind of incredible. I never think about that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to lift your own fucking weight all
right.
the time.
That's why low key, fat dudes have insane calves because they're like, they're, oh man, my New York accent came out. They got these insane calves.
Insane calves. Well, okay.
Calves. Yeah, like look at like Action Bronson's leg next time you see. Fuck,
I can't
that's
stop.
I mean, I mean, you can look at all the photos I have of Action Bronson's yeah. legs. Wait, so doing the half marathon, I'm not a runner, but in order for me to achieve this goal, I'm like, well, I have to run. I can't just show up and do 30. So I've been running, and that's like, not something I was ever doing, but even when I was getting exercise, I wasn't running. Now that I'm like running, it's like something new to me completely, and I'm losing weight, and it's like I'm seeing the neighborhood, I'm getting frustrated by bird scooters. Like I have like,
but it's not like lose weight,
right?
It's like
exactly.
Do this active thing, yeah. And then it just kind of, you kind of just lose, and it changes your whole lifestyle, like your
right.
food,
right?
Because you have to sleep more.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm like doing. I'm like, if I eat a fucking big meal tonight, I cannot run 4.5 miles tomorrow.
Right.
I need like everything at this stage of my fitness and age, I need everything to be like absolutely yeah. perfect for me to just
I
even go
that.
Jogging for an hour.
And you have yeah. the carb load all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
that's
and like,
awesome.
Also, yeah, it does feel yeah. nice to be like, oh, I don't mind eating a real meal if I've ran 4 miles.
It.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I mazel, by the way. It's
oh,
like
thank
a
you
huge,
so much.
Yeah,
and it feels amazing because also it's not like something I'm like, oh, I don't think I can keep running forever. I know I can't. It's not that interesting to me. But with the half marathon, rather than just saying like run more, lose weight, instead with the half marathon, it's like a goal that I can get to, check it off, and then I'm like,
you're
what's
like, I
next?
I did this half yeah. marathon.
I honestly think, and this is insane, I think I'm going to put on my goals list a six pack. Of having a six pack.
Oh, I was like, get it right now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go get shit faced. Hey, it's one. We just both said we have therapy after this. We started smoking weed.
Whoa, man.
My therapist does not listen to this podcast. I kind of just had to break down to him what podcasts like really were.
Really?
Well, not what they were. He knew what they were.
I show my lady stuff sometimes. I'm like, can I show you this music video I'm in?
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't broached that yet, but what I had
She's
to.
She's like a mom figure. I figured it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my guy figured out that on day one, he's my dad figure. Yeah. Like he's like,
so I was showing my mom, I mean my therapist.
I just remember the conversation the first I went to therapy for the first time 2 months ago as part of my goals. Mm-hmm. And I showed up and the guy was like, so what's your family like? You know, complicated relationships with your family. Oh, what's up with your dad? Oh, he died. Oh, he passed away. Were you guys close? No. Did he drink? Yes. Were you friends? And it was like, yeah. I said like the five questions where he went, like you could see him go like, well, like circle this.
Dead dad,
not a great relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, sold. He's like, he looked at me and he's like, cha-ching.
I got this. Think about this though, like, ultimately, is therapy helpful? Like, I can't tell.
I can't tell, but I can tell you it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's for sure an answer. So, at minimum, it's just talking to someone who's maybe smarter than you, but at least doesn't have... At least
it's like having a airbag. It doesn't go off.
Right, exactly. You don't like,
you know it's there.
Yeah, and I find sometimes I feel like I'm like, I don't want to go to therapy this week. I don't have anything to say. And I feel like
I have that.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna talk about? And then you go like to your greatest hits of like, for me, it's like, yeah, I'm working on my fitness. Yeah, I've been eating healthy, blah, blah. Great, great. How's the, are you being productive work-wise? Yeah. And I'm like, next question.
I don't like that one. Next.
You're fired.
Yeah, mine's just been like, I've just been like a total thirst bag. And she's like, so how long are you going to be just like having sex with guys? How long is this?
Until I get a black one, until I peg one.
Yeah, well, until I peg one. Oh my God, can I tell you, I went to a sex party this weekend?
What?
Yeah, by accident. Like I was with a castmate at a rap party. We're all drunk. And she's like, I'm going to this party. We're like, let's go. So we show up and it's just like a bunch of people having sex on a bed. And we're like, cool. Met a couple people there. The next day, one of them texted me like, come have a threesome. And I was like, into it. And then I just showed up. I'd never done this, by the way, but the list, you know, I'm just like having this year of like,
yeah, this is like your eat, pray, fuck or whatever.
Yes, eat, pray, peg.
Eat, peg, pray. You don't want to do it in that order. You pray, you peg,
then you wash.
You rinse.
You rinse.
Lather, rinse. Repeat.
But then he, like he had something like on his lip and I was like, boo, what's that? And then he proceeded to tell me he wanted to get pegged. And so I was like, back in. But what's on your lip? And then bullshit story. So then I was like, not for me.
Ugh,
you know what
God
I mean?
Damn.
But I was so,
good eye.
So close, almost got the peg in, you know?
Like, yeah, you were like, Postmate some Valtrex, we'll sort this out.
And I have a buddy who's like really into it, like one of my best friends, but we were like, could we get through it? And we're like, we couldn't get through it without laughing. And then
too giggly.
When you laugh, your butthole tightens, you know?
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah, man, it's the fucking curse we all have, man. Yeah, you can't laugh and keep that butt loose. What other stuff is on your list? Because I like that it's physical stuff. Is it like, because are they, because I want to like hike Machu Picchu, but that's something that I'm like, that's like a weird thing to put on the
list. One of mine is camping by myself too, which I haven't really done. I mean, I went camping and I sort of slept by myself. So that was like a big deal
Same.
For me.
One of my things was camping, and I went camping for the first time as a 36-year-old man this year.
I love it. Yeah. Like I just, anything outside that, it's crazy because like the scuba diving, I literally didn't think I could do it without my ex. That was a big thing too. Like I didn't think I could do it without someone like, you got this, like, or helping me lift shit. Like,
right. Or at least someone to go to the class with where you know them.
Just like also signing up, like all of it, organizing it. And
right. When you're in a relationship, you forget like how much you like need each other, like
it's
to
crazy.
Do even the most, like you sort of slowly get used to the current of
I
your relationship.
I couldn't function literally for like a few months. I was just like half missing, you know? And when I did it, I like it gave me this overwhelming, like unstoppable feeling of like, I can do anything I fucking want, literally.
That's
like,
awesome. And you can.
And I don't get that all the time from what we do.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So that's funny that you say this, because this, I talk about this a lot, but I just want, like, that's part of the thing about these things that are non-career to-do lists for me. What I learned was, after a few years of spending all of my time like being stressed about what I didn't have, I would look back on the last 5 years and be like, well, it wasn't like I'm not doing poorly. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm
we
actually
do
doing
this.
Really well.
We just do this now.
And that's just what I do now. And I'm like, I guess I kept thinking in my head, someday you'll be rich enough and have the free time enough to like go scuba diving. Just as soon as you get, and then I'm like, the longer I go without having like this fake goal in my head, I'm like, well, I can't look back on the last 5 years and go, well, I did nothing but stress about what's coming next or go out to dinners or go like, so I'm like, let's start doing some shit that you can check off boxes and get life experiences along the way to career. You know, like sort of like
career just sort of happens. Honestly, like every single one of my friends who like got pregnant and was just like living their life, like they all work.
Yeah.
Now
it's a matter of, it's like a matter of like just taking it off your mind too. Like
people can smell when you want it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, desperation is like,
it's visceral
when you go into an audition and you're like, fuck, I really want this, that you can tell,
which
like,
is still every time for me secretly, but I do have this
well
thing
no
when
sometimes
I
don't want it at all, and then I'm like, I feel like I just did great in there for like something that's garbage because I just didn't care. And then sometimes I don't care and then it's like, oh man, I wish I would have cared after the fact. I always find myself leaving going, I should have cared more.
Oh my god, mine is always, I don't know, it's different every time, but I'm getting better at like, done. Like I used to keep all my scripts.
Yeah.
And
like,
I would,
in case
like,
they call me back.
Just like, I don't want to reprint it if it's a thing I have to come back or, but I like keeping them for like, just having them like if I ever need to workshop scenes, I don't know. I'm a hoarder with that stuff. And I would have these pile after pilot seat. I would have like 40 scripts and like just piled up in these folders, like with years on them. And then finally I was just like, I'm going to burn all of these. And the second I'm done with an audition, I rip it and put it in the trash.
Oh,
and I'm fucking done.
That's part of my thing too. I have a recycling bag in my car.
Yeah,
when I get in, I just jam it in there and I go, I will print it up again if I get the call back.
I will make the effort again. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not holding on to this because then I'm like, oh, I didn't get that part.
Wait, can I shout out something really quick that will help you? Have you used Line Learner?
Oh, I like Rehearsal 2, the app, but what's Line Learner?
Line Learner. I like Rehearsal 2, but it's not as good as this.
Line Learner.
Yeah, and also Rehearsal's $20.
But I already have it.
I know, but this was $3.99, I think.
And it works well.
It has changed my life with auditions.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I can sit down and record it, which is like the annoying part.
Yeah.
It's done. I know it. I'll get the lines.
So true.
You gotta get it.
I'll try that Line Learner.
And I'll show
you. I'll put that on the to-do list. I'll
put it on the to-do.
I'll put it down right here.
Oh my god, that's so exciting, guys. An actual thing is being put on the to-do list.
It's so meta. We're talking about to-do lists. Download, what was it called? So high. What was it called?
Line Learner.
Line Learner. Download Line Learner. Fuck, dude. Look at us.
Dude.
While I'm over here, just like upload Jade Epp to Dropbox.
Oh, we're already at the end of the app on the list.
Yeah, just in case, you know.
And mine is just like fucking start a podcast. to-do list is start a podcast.
That's the answer. Honestly, when I was living in New York, getting started in this business, and yeah, I started playing rugby again. I played in college, and then I took a few years off. And when I started playing again, I had this other thing to worry about, and not worry, but at least to occupy my mind, where people would be like, did you hear so-and-so got put on this? Or so-and-so got asked to submit writing packet to this. And I'd be like, and you're like so angry or happy or jealous or whatever, or all three. And then when I started playing rugby, I was like, oh, well, I got to go to practice tonight. So who cares about shows? It's like Saturday. I'm going Saturday. I'm going to tackle a bunch of people and then get shit faced all day long. And it just gave me some, like, when I was on the field, it was not on my mind. When I'm like jogging, I'm like less thinking about my career and more thinking about like, can I really do 13 miles like the whole time?
And I know it's a drive, but my other trick is traveling. Like,
yeah,
if I have I have a week off or 2 weeks off, like immediately I book something, because it's like, then you get worried about the details of the traveling and you kind of focus on that.
Right.
And then if you book something, like, yeah,
cancel it. Yeah.
Cancel
it. God forbid. Yeah. That's what my manager always makes the joke. If you want the gig, book the flight. Like,
it's true. If you want to book something, get out of town.
Yeah. If you try to get out of town, that's when they're like, sorry, your family vacation that you just spent so much money and time planning.
I don't care at all. Literally, I used to be like, I'll lose money. Money is fluid. That's like another new thing for me. It's like, it's constantly moving. Like,
I'm making it.
I'm losing it. I'm good Air One. I buy steak.
Jade is eating rare.
I'm so sorry.
No, this is the most Brazilian shit I've seen in a long time.
I'm a protein girl.
You're just eating straight rare steak, and full disclosure, it's hot.
It's medium rare.
It's pretty hot. You're just like straight up like a fucking pharaoh.
It is the most bloody looking steak I've ever seen.
Awesome, though.
Would you care for a piece?
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you.
You're running a halfy. I know it.
But I am eating steak. I'm doing mostly low carb. I should start hitting Erewhon, except you said the salad's bullshit.
That bottom salad is bullshit, but Air One, I love you still. Yeah, like, you don't let this get in the way. Also, like, every guy at Air One is fuckable. That's literally where I go to meet people. Like, if I have time during the day and I need lunch and I'm in the West Side, Air One, just to go see the fucking...
Just to see all the fucking paddleboarders grabbing
God. By the way, stand-up paddleboarding is like one of my loves of my life.
Oh, yeah? Was that on the list?
No, it's been done. I've been doing that. Paddled that. but today I finally like saw this guy. I was like, this is like the perfect looking man. And I finally got like the nerves to go, like, I'm just going to be like, hey, this is so random, but I think you're so hot. Can I give you my number? I just was going to do that. And I like finally got the courage and I went out and he had like had just left.
Oh no.
And then I could have run after him, but that's like a little
too much. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's him going, roll up the window and take
it. He doesn't hear me and he's like, what? And I'm like, you're hot. Uh-huh.
And his wife's in the passenger seat. Who is that? And he's like, no one.
But that was one of my things that I eventually did was, I was in Montreal for JFL at a restaurant and there was a guy sitting by himself at a bar. And mine was like approach a really hot guy that you think is out of your league, and I just sent the guy a glass of wine.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then he came over, and then 3 days of sucking and fucking. So it can happen for you.
It works.
Yeah.
I like to send hot chicks like a basket of onion rings at the bar.
Oh boy!
When they look over at me and be like, "I'm married, but enjoy, sweetheart."
That is so funny, dude.
Some weird power move.
You got to write that down. That's really funny. Yeah, like, I just want to watch you, those greasy motherfuckers.
Treat yourself.
That's so funny.
Football season is thoroughly upon us, people. I mean, granted, there's always sports going on. So if you're into gambling, you can always bet on sports. But me, I like to bet on football, and people always ask me for betting advice, and I'm like, look, I don't know anything about picking teams. I just like to go, you know, pick an underdog and go on the money line, but that's not what this is about. I don't know who's going to win. If you're pretty sure you know who's going to win, might I recommend checking out MyBookie. Remember, I like this line, so I say it in every ad. Who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That sounds like something Ed Norton would have said to Matt Damon in Rounders. Look, you've heard about MyBookie on the Bill Simmons podcast, and that's why you got to check it out. Here's the thing. If you win, they pay. They have in-game betting, rewarding player perks. You could even do some crazy over-unders on fantasy points if you're a fantasy football nut. Trust me, check them out. So go to MyBookie and they will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code MIGHTY to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code MIGHTY when creating your account to claim the bonus. Remember, you play, you win, you get paid, brother. Oh, it wouldn't be an episode of High and Mighty if it wasn't me, your boy, the number one underwear boy, here to talk to you about Mack Weldon. Guys, you know I love them. I literally threw out all my underwear. I exclusively wear Mack Weldon, except if sometimes when I run, I wear shorts with built-in bike shorts in them. Otherwise, I'm out there in my Mack Weldons. I sleep in Mack Weldons. I fuck in Mack Weldons. I stand in Mack Weldons. I sit in Mack Weldons. I don't actually bone in Mack Weldons. They eventually come off. But if I were to leave on any underwear for like a clothed female or a clothed male, naked female type situation, it would be my Mack Weldons. Trust me, they're better than whatever you're wearing right now. Just give them a go. Here's what you got to do. Go to MackWeldon.com. And enter promo code MIGHTY at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. So you go MackWeldon.com, 20% off. You go MIGHTY, promo code MIGHTY at checkout. You know this. And here's the thing. If you don't like the underwear, keep it, tell them, and you'll get a refund. But here's the thing. They're not, I sound like Trump. I'm just like all over the place because I'm really excited about this shit. Why? Because this is the kind of guy I am. When I find good underwear, when I find good products, I love it. So go to MackWeldon.com and enter promo code MIGHTY. Later. Wait, so it's kind of weird how similar our lists are.
I know. I think I have a picture. I actually could send it to you. It's kind of, some of them are kind of personal with family things. Yeah, yeah. Like, but there's a lot of things of like forgiveness, not with my family specific, but with like myself, like, right, let this thing go.
Yeah,
like,
drop this. This is not
drop you. This yeah, in your everyday. You. It's, yeah, not helping you. Like,
yeah,
I'm actually like really addicted to spliffs. And that's like one of my things.
Because you're trying to get rid of tobacco.
Yeah, but I just love spliffs, man. I hate cigarettes. Hate cigarettes.
Oh, but
hypocrite.
I know.
Don't be such a hypocrite. Should be one of them. I just cut my hair. That was on the list.
Oh, yeah. It looks great. I watched the whole thing on stories, so I got
it. Thank you so much. My stories have really been just a great source of happiness for me lately.
Another thing is, like, yeah, you're doing this to-do list. You're like, well, if I'm going to go scuba diving, let's get some shots.
Right? I, like, barely got photo. They don't, like, let you.
It's hard.
When I was scuba diving, I met a hot dude and told him a joke 60,000. Like, he had a little pad, like underwater pad that you could write, and I wrote a one-liner, and then we went skydiving and I told him another one, and I was like, I've told jokes like 10,000 feet in there and 60,000 below.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, they weren't my jokes, they were Domerara's, but
still, yeah, that's pretty solid.
But like, he's got one-liners and I don't.
How did you like skydiving?
It was cool. Like, the perspective shift was really trippy because everything does look so tiny, you feel huge. So it's like wild. It's a kind of a wild, but for me, adrenaline wise, like, just the jump was cool, but then afterwards it felt a little like the jump was
the
just
shoot part.
Yeah, I want to be like shooting the whole time, or I want to be going down on my own.
Right, the parachute part was uncomfortable for me because like,
me too,
it was like,
a little
it was
bit
like on my thighs weird, and I was like,
oh, mine was just like the guy's like half chub was just like in my ass, and I was, yeah, like, do
me
I
too,
mention
but
that wasn't
it? One of my issues. But that I was fine with.
Yeah,
it was more like the way
no,
the
I liked
strap,
it,
the way I was hanging on the straps. I was like, I kind of want, and I was like, I can't believe I paid so much money for this to happen, and I want it to end. You know what I mean?
I kind of like, wanted mine to end too. A
I was
little
like,
bit,
come on, I get it now. Look, there's grass. Let me get
well,
on the
floor. Well, the jump. I was also nervous because I broke my tailbone tubing 2 years ago, and it was a rough fucking injury.
A little shattered Cossacks. Yes, that's a,
you know,
because
you, yeah, sit on it, and I was really nervous about like how we would land, because he's like, sometimes you just like slide under.
Oh geez.
And so I was like hesitating that too.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I, the jump was fucking awesome. Like when you're hanging and you just, it just, and he went like an extra circle for us like while we were hanging.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, yeah, and I remember distinctly them going like, remember, keep your head up. You will not be able to breathe. everyone wants to put their head down. I'm like, of course. And then the second I jump off, I'm like, in the video, which is on VHS. That's how long ago I fucking went skydiving.
$50?
Yeah, I mean, it was 2003. I didn't know if I would ever.
Oh shit! I just did mine like a few months ago. No,
I don't think I legally could right now. I think I'd have to like take two guys up with me.
I'd
have to be on like one of the ones that they shoot like drop food to Ethiopia, like a pallet of fucking.
The elephants on?
Yeah, the one that Dumbo's on.
Yeah.
But I found, and in the video, you see me like head down
immediately.
Being like, and then you see him like grab
like
my
joking?
Head, pull it up. And I'm like,
stop.
Yeah. I was just like, literally,
I
like
wish you guys could see the demonstration. It was,
it
so
was literally
cute.
Like a, like the dog, like a boxer dog with his face out the window, just like cheeks. And I was just like, just blowing all over the place.
That's so funny. I was like, I'm really into instruction. Like, so I'm like,
yeah. Like, what'd you say? Do it like this.
Yeah.
How perfect. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome. You did that recently. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been exciting. What, like mine's been,
should we go on a chopper ride together?
We totally should. I mean, also balloon ride I haven't done. And that's, oh, there's more stuff on my list now that I'm thinking of that I haven't crossed off and it's making me anxious.
Oh, geez. Well,
I gotta go.
To be fair, that is one of the cons of a to-do list. But I think it's something I need. But for some people, they don't like to see how much stuff they have to do.
Well, but that's why you got to put some small stuff on there to have. Also, I write them like every other day. I rewrite them.
And if there's four that didn't get done, like, yeah, you can see this back.
I love that kind of notebook for it,
yep,
by the way.
Yeah, because I rip
it's
it
perfect.
Off, recycle, and then I'm
and
like,
it doesn't have the little like piece of paper that get everywhere.
Yeah.
Wait, also, is that the kind of, is that your favorite type of pen?
No,
because it's not for
but
me.
I do have my favorite type
let's
of pen.
Let's see it, because I feel like we're gonna have similar OCD. Oh my god, your drawer is so similar to mine.
Oh yeah,
it's miscellany passport drawer.
I need, yeah. Oh, it's this is the kind of pen it is, but usually in blue.
That's like, my favorite pen.
Yeah,
in blue.
The blue pilot.
Listen, this is the best kind of pen.
I gotta order them again.
The other one is great because I can always put my hair up with it.
I was looking for this yesterday.
Oh, perfect. I'm sick of apes.
Me too, but it's still like the movie theater bathroom, the fucking I fly with it.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yes,
like,
it's convenient.
It's convenient, but I prefer grass. I prefer to get high off grass, speaking of which.
Speaking.
I might as well. Yeah. As if I can quote something me and my friend said growing up, not gonna not do it.
I was ready for something, so I don't know what I was expecting.
Like actually pithy.
Yeah.
But no,
I'm not gonna not do it.
I was even dumber back then. Wait, so for me, a helicopter, I want to ride in a helicopter because I've never ridden in one, but specifically something I've always wanted to do after seeing it in a number of movies is jump from a helicopter into the ocean. And I feel like
it's pretty dope.
It's pretty big. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag pegging.
Hashtag pegging.
Peggy Sue got married. I want to jump out of a chopper into an ocean. And I don't think that's something like you can like an experience you can sign up for. You know, it's not like, oh, I'll
if
pay
you know the right people. Well, now that I know this guy, the guy that I met scuba diving, he's a lifestyle coach and just does the craziest shit. Like he scuba dived over Burning Man. Incredible.
Skydived.
Sorry.
I mean, that's even crazier.
Yeah. No, he did the first one.
Mask.
Yeah. They threw water down with him.
Dude, he was skydiving inside a pool. That's exactly what they like, an above ground pool with him just in.
Why do we do this? By the way, you can't scuba and sky. You have to do 48 hours in between because
right,
of the pressure.
Change of pressure. Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, which I did not know. I was like, oh, thank God I paid attention to this one on the.
So Australia's on my list too.
Yeah, you got to do it. I'll give you the connect.
Oh, and Vietnam is also on my list. And I want to do Vietnam like. With like, I told my wife this. One of my best friends, Justin Tyler, former guest of the podcast.
Never heard of him.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Also, he has the most white guy name ever. It's like Justin Tyler is like,
yeah,
I think
Brad Thomas.
Yeah. he and I have talked about it, like taking a man trip someday where we just like
you
rent motorcycles and just.
I want to do one with my sister
and just go all through Vietnam.
I want to do like a crazy trip like that to like Thailand with my sister really bad.
Oh, so when my dad passed away shortly before my wedding and we were planning my bachelor party.
Yeah.
And me and my brothers were really upset because we never really traveled to Europe or anything like that.
Right.
My dad had, like, he went to Germany once, was the only place he ever went with his stepdad, who is German. So we were like, we should go to Germany for your bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And then we found out, like, realized it was, like, going to be during Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We went to, and then me and we made a pact. And, like, all three of our bachelor parties has to be somewhere crazy so that we have gone to three cool places in
together.
Life, if that's it.
Yeah,
together, specifically. Because we never went anywhere with our dad. Like,
right.
So when my other brother is now married, we went to Amsterdam for his bachelor party.
Yeah.
So now my youngest brother is still the bachelor. We're like, where are we going?
Where are we going, baby?
And we're like, he's not even dating anyone. We're like, you getting married anytime soon, bro? I need to get out of this town.
I know. I want to travel with my sister so badly. I just think it would be so fun. It's such a bummer that we have, like, I'm so envious of people that get to have their siblings like in their everyday,
right? Yeah,
because I wish she lived
where does
here.
Your sister live?
She lives in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh
yeah,
heard of it.
Yeah, the Nazis made it big, but really the rednecks are who started it. Yeah.
My brothers both live in New York and one is married with like
a
second kid on the way.
That's at least easy. Like, Charlottesville is so difficult to get to travel wise. Like, I travel so much to then go, and then I'm going to go home and it's going to take 11 hours of travel. Like,
yeah, you're like going to, it's easier to get to Brazil and Australia.
Literally though.
Yeah.
Because I can take a Xanax, pass out, watch some movies in Portuguese. But
that
one is like you have to get on a tiny plane. The plane is never on time because it's like this tiny weird plane.
No,
so you could just be there for 2 hours waiting for it. And it's
bro,
like,
you got to fly private, dude.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm going private. Brazil, Australia, Charlottesville.
It's on my list.
Flying private's on the list?
It should be. That's a good one.
I got to do it once.
That's pretty dope. I've never done that.
Because I was going to like the Turner Upfronts because I had a true TV show.
That's
that ended
amazing.
Up not really doing anything well. But
isn't that the best part when you do a show, all the promo stuff? It's so fun. Like, why don't we all just hire publicists and do that all year long? It's because it's so expensive.
You hate it. And then you're like, some of the stuff is really fun where it's like,
it's literally when you get to be fully yourself and promote something that you really love. Like,
right. Yeah.
People are like, oh, press. I'm like, let's go. I love it. I'm just finally enjoying my life. I know that's weird to say, but for so long it was like so about like what I was, my work.
You're like maxing it out. Like that's where you realize, I could work 5% less stressfully with less anxiety and gain 20% life experience.
The stress, is it?
Because actually,
it's hurting me.
Right, exactly. That's exactly.
It paralyzes me. Like,
yes, I find myself saying that like my ambition can eventually become my downfall. Of like ambition without like drive in the moment. You know, you're like, where I want something, but I'm not like actively pursuing it right now. But I want it. You know, and it's like, wait, that's the worst attitude to have.
I know, but it's hard. People really don't understand unless.
Yeah,
it's so insular and it's so personal and it's so in your face every single second of the day.
When you shift from like the psychological validation I need from someone's attention, love and laughter, which is like, you know, sort of like the joke about why we're all broken that get into comedy.
Yeah.
But a lot of us really crave that part.
Yeah.
But then when you also have to attach your financial well-being to that, now it's like anyone who says like you didn't get this audition is you in your head is like, you hate me and you're trying to tank my family.
Yeah.
Like you're trying
to. You don't want me to have children.
Yeah. You're like, how do you want me to live? And I'm like, wow, Gabrus, you're putting a lot on this lady who's fucking casting an AT&T spot.
Listen, she didn't want to be here, all right? Her husband's leaving her. She works at this casting office.
Yeah.
I know, it's funny because when you're in the business for a long time, you kind of become friends with everybody and you kind of see everybody's sort of perspective. Like, you know, I have casting director friends. Like, they have their life and they're busy and, like, tired and, like, they have their own shit. Like, they're auditioning for things, too, you know, like, to get the job to cast something.
Right,
so it's
right.
Like this whole hierarchy of just like, we all hate ourselves.
Where we all are is fine for now, but we all have bigger dreams. Like, oh, yeah, I'll cast this thing, but I can't wait to cast something. Yeah,
right.
I'll audition for this thing, but I can't wait to. Yeah, I'll direct
exactly.
this thing, but I really want to direct something. But everyone is sort of just like,
none of us
yeah,
are
I'll
present.
Do this job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting in that way. But also, I feel like I have zero perception of what's actually going on. Like, I've done so many things that I'm like, this is going to be amazing. And then I watch, I'm like, oh, this is garbage. And then things that I'm like, this is going to be garbage. And I watch, and I'm like, not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, it's literally like the way I deal with it now is just like assume the worst, because it's just like, I'm always just, because it really, it's happened. You do it for so long where you're just like, you know what? If this is remotely good, it's a fucking win. You know what I mean? Like, so few things like really work out super well, because it's just like, it's never as good as it sounds.
Yeah, the win for me is like, if I walk away and I'm not embarrassed. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, that's my audition thing. Like, if I walk away and I don't feel like sick to my stomach embarrassed, then I did a good job.
Yeah, I always say to my wife, if I left it up to the, like, you know what I mean? If I say like, well, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
Like, but some, I often leave going like, you fucking, what the fuck were you talking about?
My thing is like, sometimes I get too comfortable. I'm too comfortable in the room sometimes. And I'm just like, I walk and I just start talking to people. Like,
yeah. Oh, I'm either. I'm, it's one problematic. Or the other. I'm one or the
yeah.
other. Where
yeah.
I come
same.
In and I'm like, I've
I don't know the medium.
And I'm like, they ask me a question and I say like, well, Hispanics. And they're like, what? This guy went so hard, so fast. And then.
Abortion.
And then other times I walk in and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, wait, too flirty or something, and
me
everyone's
too.
Like, I'm like kissing this woman, she's like, yeah. I don't work here, sir. I'm the cleaning lady.
But that's
get
why
out
I'm
of
like,
the women's
why
bathroom.
Don't people want to see more insular things about here? I'm like, I want everybody to know our lives.
Yeah, I want everyone to know how fucking crazy it is. This went out, which is a sign that
it's a good sign for me. No, I'm a babysitter of joints. I just like to hold on to them. Like, I got you until I want to light you again.
Oh, I'm the guy who's like, everyone's waiting for the joint to be passed to them. Yeah. And the biggest dude there, who's the loudest, is going like, telling some stupid ass story with the joint in his hand. You watched it go out 3 times and I won't pass it because I'm like, this is funny. Trust me.
Guys, let me get to it.
Hold on. Let me take one more rip and then I'll explain to you the end, baby. Because Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
I was just talking about that roast last night. Crazy.
You talked about the roast last night?
No, I was watching that roast. I told you it was I watched the Bruce Willis one.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. I watched it, too.
I enjoyed it, too. Yeah. It's the first roast I've... Because it's all our friends.
I'm also a diehard Nikki Glaser head.
I'm a huge fan.
So watching her fucking annihilate people was so fun.
I fucking love Nikki. Can we have a second? A little second? Because I like put up some video of me dancing with this dildo, which, by the way, I spent $100 on this vibrator. And I was like, what? The box was broken.
Was it the womanizer?
Well, that's what she mentioned to me. The Nikki Glaser goes, just get the womanizer. It's the best thing. You'll never turn back. So then I wrote the company. I was like, get me a womanizer immediately. I'll review it openly on my stories. And they were like, what's your address? So that is going to be coming out soon if you guys want to keep an eye out.
That's awesome.
And then they were like, Nikki, do you want one too? I was like, Nikki, jump on the womanizer boat.
Yeah. This is way too much information, but Nicole Byer brought it up at a live High and Mighty.
Yeah.
Listen to the thing. Thanksgiving Power Hour episode, she brought up the womanizer.
Yeah.
A woman in the crowd raised their hand at the end of the show. Yeah. And it's like, I was like, do you guys have any questions for us? And a woman raised her hand and was like, what was the name of the thing again?
Exactly.
And it was my mother-in-law.
Stop. Ooh, goosebumps. What a twist. I'm glad he held onto the joint.
It really was.
Yeah.
She's like, John says I'm not really allowed to ask questions, but what was the name of that? Got it for Christmas.
What are the odds that it's the same one? That's what I was talking
about.
That's what
I'm saying. I guess because I've heard, I literally, it's so good. It's such a good toy that it's broken through to hetero men know about.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When your wife's mom.
I should get one for my mom this Christmas. Just like,
why not?
That'd be so funny.
I've sort of become like less like, sex stuff is like just sex stuff. It's, you know what I mean?
I think my family, they already think, because I, you know, I always joke, and it was not really a joke growing up, but like, because I like liked movies and was doing liked comedy, I was like gay. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
My family was just like so ass backwards. Like,
that's
all my
gay.
All
were
my
you
uncles
from New
were
York?
Like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah. Who are you, gay dude? You
fucking gay.
And I'm like, what? No.
Go get yourself a burrito on your butt, you gay.
So I, but if I was like, now I moved to California, and they're like, we don't get him. He's like, he's a
California
libtard. You know, he's like out there in California. And then if I come home and I'm like, mom, I got you a dildo. I'd be like,
Mom, I know you've never come before, but here's a dildo.
Mom, I can only imagine. Mom, yeah. Dad's been dead for a while now. Here's a vibrator. Go, Jesus. Go ape shit.
But truly, like, why not?
I might try that. I'm gonna see my. I'm gonna.
Why
text,
not?
At least I'm gonna text my family and say, hey, should we all buy Mom a vibrator?
If you want the should link to the review, I will send that too as
please,
well.
Please, please, please.
I'm not gonna like actually masturbate on my video. Like, so far so good, guys. My dad watches this, right?
You're just smiling, just hearing like a buzzing in the yeah. background.
My dad DM'd me yesterday, so my videos have to come down a level now that I feel like they're watching
oh,
now.
Shoot, yeah.
They figured out Instagram. So
Here's my mom's connection to Instagram. I've been followed by her four times. She's literally made four different Instagram accounts.
Oh, she probably does a new one every time.
She keeps making a new one every time. Forgets that she has one. She can't log it in. She's like, so it's always like she's. Got like four, it's always like a little picture of her, and it's like liked your picture. I'm like, this is a different mom.
Oh my god.
But it's cute. She tries.
I know parents try, but I
wouldn't
want a little.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Lol Smokes, Erewhon, and The Womanizer all sponsored the podcast?
Oh my god. Wait, actually the name of The Womanizer is like a specific brand. I'll tell it to you in a second. Okay. But I am excited because I love this new toy I bought, by the way. It's great. Amber Rose is like the sponsor of it, but I don't know. I'm into new things.
I was like, it was Amber Rose's. She gave it to me.
She gave it to me.
I ran it through the dishwasher.
I went to this clothing swap, but it was for dildos. Yeah.
Every once a month, I boiled Hollywood it. Women all get together.
And boiled
boil
it.
Their dildos.
That's what you're supposed to do, by the way.
Ladies, everyone, come on. We're having a good old-fashioned dildo boiling.
Dildo boil.
They're done. Whose was purple? You know, everyone's like, ooh, that's mine.
Mine. I do like purple. I go with purple almost every time. It's just happens to be the shape that my thing that I like comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling
Ella
me.
Paratus or Paratus?
Ella Paratus?
Ella Paratus.
Yeah. Ella Paratus, the womanizer.
The womanizer. Look it up, ladies.
The womanizer.
I know that most of the womanizer
comes up next.
I hope that your audience is 100% women and you don't know it this whole time. Just
yeah, I don't have no idea what kind of fucking
you can look at your
are.
Insights on Instagram and see who follows you. Mine is 88% perverted men. Keep it that way, guys.
I would say mine is probably 60%. Yeah. If not, I don't know if they're fully perverts, but they are very forward gay men.
I'm a very perverted person too.
Oh, like, I'm a perv. So
if
I
could just see everybody's genitals, that'd be great for me. Like, I just want to look at things. I'm not like voyeuristic. It doesn't like, oh, turn like, I can see your dick. It's like, ha, 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 you have a dick.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
I'm a child.
I like the one time I saw someone like fucking in a hotel across the way. I didn't even find it that. I mean, it was obviously kind of hot, but it was mostly like, oh, cool. I've seen another couple fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
add it to the list.
The list, baby. The list, baby. Watch a couple fuck. Yeah. Buy Mom a vibrator. My wife's like, hey, what is this fucking list?
I did watch people fuck on stage at the Comedy Store. Like when I worked there really late at night, dawn. You know, not Don Barris always comes on. It's like brilliant. He's such a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's always like, who wants to fuck? And he was like kind of massaging this couple, and it was a porn star and her cameraman. And then like we like literally locked all the doors and just watched them fuck.
Oh, that's
it was
awesome.
Crazy. He just like went from behind, lifted her dress, and we were just like fucking her. And I was like, what? Like, there was this comic and he was like banging these two beers against the table, like, and one broke. And he was like, and I just kept going with the other one. I'll never forget it. It was crazy.
That's like some Hunter S. Thompson shit right there.
Love him. Love him.
Oh, God. I fucking love him.
Ugh, books. Love books.
I've read everything.
Johnny. Love Johnny.
I still like Johnny Depp.
Well,
nothing he
funny.
Can do is that can
a conversation that's not like said about the connections, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, you go, okay, wait, let's start. Like,
love Johnny.
Love
you
Johnny.
Do blow?
Ooh, yeah, I do. Can't bring your pets to Australia.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, my God. Skin cancer is hard.
I am totally lost now.
He had skin cancer.
Ah, yes, yes.
Oh, I mean, you could have put it together, but you did just smoke, so it's fine.
Yeah, excuse me.
That was a random reference. I don't know why that came to my mind.
Well, I mean, the fact that you said Australian, I thought Hugh Jackman is insane because that's
He's
just
amazing.
A movie. He was
I'm sorry, but have you watched The Greatest Showman? Because it blew my mind.
I watched it on a plane thinking, I'm not going to like this, but it's the only movie I haven't seen. And I was just like, this was really, I mean, I was high as fuck, but I'm high as fuck when I watch movies.
It doesn't count when you watch movies on a plane. There's something about being in a plane, you're so desperate to like not be on the plane. Any movie is like really sweet relief.
Right.
Like,
and if you watch it with like headphones and you have no service on your phone and you're not with friends, it's like, it's the most focused.
My entire life.
Yeah. It's like the most focused you can be.
It's true.
I mean, I just love getting, I get ripping high, put my fucking noise cancelers on,
Me too.
I've seen this movie 8 times. I'm going to watch it a 9th time. I'm crying. Yes. I would like whatever you're handing
out. Yeah.
I
cry
I don't care how hard it is.
Planes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's a Xanax. Weep.
Yeah. I think it's.
I do this thing where I take Xanax and I don't sleep and then I start to fucking trip out. Like, what's it called? What was that thing the golf player did? Oh my God, what's his name?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, he would get like fucked up on Ambien and then go like, beyond the line. Right. And I just like, I'm doing that Xanax trip, man.
One time I like really, I was a red eye and I like mega dosed an edible and I walked up and former Guy Code and Girl Code stars Chris DiStefano and Carly Aquilino were there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey guys. And they were like, the flight's delayed like 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, bummer. And I sit down and in that 45 minutes, it fully kicks in and then I'm not on the plane yet and I have the hardest time. Like I'm like walking down and I'm like, and I'm like trying to get my stuff together and I'm talking to the woman. I'm like, did you call group one yet? Okay, she's like saying group three. I'm like, oh, and I'm just like so out of it. I finally get on the plane. I'm like, oh, thank God. And then I like come down as we get in the air and I'm like, I fucked this all up.
Timing's bad. Yeah. I don't fuck with edibles when I fly.
You don't fuck with edibles when you fly.
Well, sorry.
You're a pro.
I'm so far from the mic. Forgot we were doing this.
That's the environment I try to create.
I love it.
That's
I feel
why
comfy.
We don't do headsets or noise canceling walls and shit.
But if Bose wants to sponsor you as well, those dude, those headphones changed my life. They're the best gift my dad ever gave me. Yeah. Best Christmas gift.
Especially for touring acts.
If you're like a comic and you don't have a nice neck pillow and a nice noise. You're not a fucking real comic, dude. Get out of the game, bro.
Yeah. I have like, I don't even tour that much, but I have enough time on the road and flying back and forth that I have like such a great plane system.
It's I'm so dialed.
And when I go with my wife on vacation, she's like truly frustrating because she's like, can you get my bag down? I'm like, no, you're supposed to have already taken the charger out and put it in your pocket while you're waiting to board the plane.
Dude,
like,
which is timing. Like my system, and I'm We're like, the same. Dude, once they like they announce, it's time to wrap shit up. Yes. Like you got to put your shoes back on. You got to like get all the garbage ready.
Right,
like
get everything ready. And it's like when after I get through the plane, like right when I'm outside security, it's like tuck everything I don't need into my bag, my wallet, but then take my phone, my good headphones, my charger in my pocket, nothing else in my pocket.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm ready to just put my bag up and sit down with everything I need for the flight.
Mine's a little bit different, but same idea.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say this. I don't talk about my ex often. Well, I did today, but yeah, I do. I still talk about my ex often. And but he had this thing where it was like a system. We had like systems, like... And I loved it. It was like, this goes in this pocket. We close it up. This goes in, the, you know, like.
Right. It's so great.
I love
so smart.
Systems.
Yeah. I need it too. Cause it's like, as like with the job where you're like, I don't know where I'm going even when I land or who I'm supposed to meet.
But
so the least
trick.
I could do is just like know it, all that and get that shit.
If you have a system, it's also a trick for like Neelan goes on the road all the time. He's taught me so many little like crazy things. One is like how you carry lotion. You put it in the weed, you know, like if you have a huge tub of lotion, you have to get it in a small container, the weed. Like the medical things, you know, for pills.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect container for lotion.
Oh, right.
You can for like 3 days. It's like perfect amount of lotion.
And you know it's enough to get through security.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay tight. It's not going to leak
it's
out.
Perfect. Oh, so that's like a little trick. But another trick is like, well, one, when you unpack, you only unpack a small area. You're only allowed to put your clothes out to a small area, like things out in a hotel. That's another trick.
Yes.
And then things have a place in your bag, you never lose anything because you touch every pocket as you go out. That's the trick. You go like...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Wallets here, headphones here, charger here, laptop on this side.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because losing shit on a hotel, you'll never get it back, dude.
Oh, fuck that,
it's
dude.
It's gone. Yeah. I left it like a professional mic there once, like a blue.
I want to do a round table, another episode of this podcast with a bunch of people who tour.
Yeah.
And we just talk about how to hack hotels.
I love that. Because
I think touring comedians, we all have like, you get there at this, like I walk in, set, make sure you set the, make sure the fridge is on, make sure the air conditioning's down, like blah, blah, blah. Call up for extra hangers, call, you know, like just all the stuff you know from being hundreds of hotels.
About like when to have snacks. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But I have so many, I was going to do like a hack my commercial audition thing a long time ago, and I kept every audition I had, like 300 of them. I would take a picture of what I wore, and then I would write like where to park, like near the casting office, if you had to bring like extra shoes because it was far, like for girls, like it's hot there, so bring, like I had like 2T everyone, and then it was like casting offices started to change really drastically, and then like things change, you know, like the way, like I'd be like, print your headshot at this place if you can't afford this place. Yeah, like
reproductions if you can't.
Nobody cares. Yeah, oh my God, yeah. And
now you don't even need to do.
But that one specifically about traveling comics is I want in. That's so great.
That's so, I mean, it would be so fun. We know these, we're the people who know a lot about staying in hotels.
I have like pack hacks, like how to pack, like because people feel so overwhelmed. Like I have a great way to do it.
When you see the movie Up in the Air, the George Clooney movie about like those people.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's like, that makes, comedians are probably equally that good.
They're like Bobby. They just throw a bunch of shit like in a plastic bag
I have a handful of like duffel bag friends.
Yeah, like everything wrinkled in a bag.
It's like loose in one duffel bag. I'm like, this doesn't wheel or go on his backpack.
It's like Skylar Stone.
You have to carry it the whole time.
The last day in Lebanon, he's like carrying his flip flops and shit, and like I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Like loose. I gotta hold these on the flight. Jade, thanks so much for coming on High and Mighty. I gotta get ready to go to therapy.
This was so wonderful. Thank you.
This was like therapy.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was like therapy.
So what? What's your Twitter handle if people want to tweet at us other to-do list hacks,
guys?
And stuff
I'm
like
not really on Twitter that much. I apologize. I literally haven't seen it in like months.
That's smart.
But
stay
I'm
off,
on Instagram
so,
a lot. Jade. So at the Jade Movie on Instagram.
At the Jade Movie on Instagram. And do you have anything else you want to plug? I hear you're going to be in Australia soon.
Well, yes. Well, I'm going to be on the second season of Future Man. Seven episodes.
Nice.
In January.
In a real fun, interesting plot line.
Very fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be in Brazil for the next couple weeks. So look out for Brazil. I don't know when this comes out, but I'm going to be.
This will probably come out next week or the week after.
Yeah. So I'll be in Brazil doing shows. If you guys want to look up my schedule, jadecataprata.com, and then I'll be in Australia all of October, basically. So
if you're in Aussie, look up the tickets, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers,
mate.
Well, Jade, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Guys, if you have to-do list hacks or any other things that you think I should put on this bucket list, hit me up at Gabrus on all social media.
Yes.
Listen to Action Boys on Patreon and listen to Raised by TV on Earwolf. Bye, shitheads.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.